We take this shit serious over here.
First of all, who the fuck are you talking to, bro?
Oh shit. Here we go again.
You gotta be fucked up.
Whip. Time to go.
We'll beat your ass and continue my conversation.
We've been friends for 15 years.
Episode of Speak On It. My name is Reggie.
This is Jonathan.
And my name is DJ.
Crew finally together.
Man, technology. Yeah, you had to use that one. Some people just don't actually technology don't work sometimes. So I don't know. So that's really the reason. I don't know. Hey, some people not technology savvy up in here. So I don't know.
But it is good to be back doing a show. Been a minute. Been a real minute. To the point where we should Super Bowl was... Wow.
Yeah, shit. A month ago.
A month ago.
Damn near.
But, man, even though somebody said that this wasn't a great game.
Nah, that shit was boring. The first half was boring as fuck. That first half was boring.
I love the strategy of that.
The third and fourth quarter, I was okay. It's picking up a little bit. Yeah, because you see, it was like a chess match a little bit after that. But the first half, I was like, yo, what?
DJ, that's boring as fuck. 50-49. Nobody wants.
That's not true either. That's not true either. Because I've seen a lot of low scoring games. Because I enjoyed the Baltimore and Chiefs game, and that was low scoring. It was more exciting than this game to me. The first half.
I don't know about all that.
The first half was. Second half and overtime, that shit picked up big time.
Like, to me, that was just the first half was a straight field position type of game, and you couldn't make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, at all. The way it was looking, I really thought, I forgot what John, you had a score. You had a real, real loss. Like, that's crazy. You almost hit it right on the head.
I think I said Chiefs 2017.
It was something low. It was really low. And I said, yeah, you tripping. No, we're actually pretty close.
I respected the two defense that were playing. They're both top five the whole year. Everyone just thinks, oh, you know, Mahomes and all the stars are the Niners. But, you know, people tighten up in the playoffs. So
that is very true. But when it came down to it, even though, like, I still can't believe I'm saying this, but the Chiefs are back-to-back champs.
It's ridiculous.
Man, if there's a year to beat these names, it was this year for sure. This year because, like I said, they were, other than, I think, the Dolphins game, they should have lost every other game.
Facts.
Every other game they should have lost, other than the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
I thought the Bills actually might finally get them because it was in Buffalo. Because that was the excuse. Mm. Right, that was their excuse. And Josh Allen did his thing per usual, but I mean, it's always everybody else.
Mahomes always makes one more play.
Crazy. Yeah, but then I thought against the Niners. I don't know. I feel like the first half it seemed like I don't know. Yeah, he was being real tentative, so it made sense. It being real. Real careful, make sure you don't want to make too many mistakes. But like you said, I felt like third, fourth quarter, he started seeing something, and then Andy Reid just once he sees some shit, it's over with. So
basically,
yeah. Once when he sees something, one little opening, whatever. And then my thing is, I just don't understand how the fuck the biggest nigga on the field is always wide open, 87. Like, I don't understand it.
I've been saying that for the past 10 years.
The biggest, like, what? You know, his only target, his main target, and the nigga is always open.
Basically.
I don't know. Me personally, like, that, you know, we watched the game together. When that muff punt happened, I just looked at our friend CJ. I said, here we go.
Yeah,
game like, over.
It just, like, I get it. Accidents happen. Like, I'm not even mad at the guy that the ball hit his foot because, okay, he's trying to block people. But the returner fall on the damn ball.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
it changed the whole game.
It's like that nigga panicked.
He did.
It was like he panicked and didn't know what to do. It was like, nigga, just fall on the ball. Like,
it was almost to me like he didn't want to be the person to make the mistake.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And end up making the mistake.
Yeah. That, and then...
everybody.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, no, because, like, it just sounded like everybody on TV into the build-up was just like, oh, man, will Brock Purdy make the plays and will he do this? Honestly, he played a good game. He didn't turn the ball over. Like I said, no, you got to understand. He barely lost to, honestly, the second greatest quarterback of all time. He didn't make no mistakes. Like I said, that muff punt.
He didn't make any. He didn't. That, I feel like you're right. He didn't make any mistakes, but he also didn't do anything to feel like to go win the game either.
No, because
I felt like he missed. He overthrew a lot of. He threw through like two touchdowns. I feel like, but I just felt like compared to the throws that he was getting away with against Green Bay and Detroit, he wasn't going to be able to do that against the Chiefs.
Agree.
So, but I, at the same time, I felt like he wasn't even trying to make those type of throws. I really feel like they played. I thought this was the safest game Kyle Shanahan has played with him. And I don't know if it's because he's played the Chiefs or what, but I felt like if any time was set for him to try to go show, okay, I got to go win this game, like, I need to go do that now. And I felt like he didn't do that.
You're nailing it, but we need to, honestly, like I said, at the end of the day, he's Mr. Relevant for a reason. He can't make and hit throws like Patrick Mahomes. Like, This fall on Shanahan, because when we're watching the game, there's a couple of third downs. We just like run, you know what I mean? Like,
especially the last one in the regulation.
Right.
That was their game. Mahomes shouldn't have had more than
you shouldn't have.
Maybe 20 seconds left on the clock getting that ball.
Right.
If he had played his
Right.
But
it was they tried to get cute.
Yeah, that third and four.
Right.
They tried to get cute.
Right.
Got blitzed. Panicking through some bullshit, man. It's working for him. You know what I mean? And honestly, the whole time we were watching, think, okay, Moody, he's gonna blow the game. He hit all his kicks, and it's funny though. I forgot about that too. Then when the extra point got blocked, we were just like, oh god,
You knew it was gonna come back to normal.
Yeah,
it really did.
Yeah. That shit, and then in overtime, like. After the game it came out, them talking about they didn't know the rules of overtime. And when you look at it, it looked like they didn't know what they were doing overtime. They didn't know what they were doing because, first of all, y'all accepted the ball way too quick on that coin toss. Like, we're gonna score. We're gonna score right now. The game's over. But then you went down there. Why would you kick? You should have went for it. Why would you kick the field goal?
I told everybody in that house of Cornfield, I said, once I seen they won, I said, okay, they better pick it. When I seen they receive it, I said, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Like, you need to give your, like, so your defense has been doing great all game.
Right.
So
they need to rest.
The only reason I was like, okay, I remember you did say that. And then right after that, I said, the only way this works out is if you score a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's
because
the only
you score
way.
A touchdown. At least you know they can. They have to score 7.
Answer back.
Right. They have to score 7, or the game's over. And my thing is like, you went all the way down the field to kick a field goal on the 20.
Yeah, it was like, pretty close down there.
You should have just went for it, and then they start right there. At least, okay.
Right.
Like, what?
I'll be unbiased too. At the end of the day, I see what Shanahan is thinking was because literally, he was just like, okay, I want the ball first, so. If we just hold them to a field goal, which they were shutting down the whole game, we can answer back with a field goal and the game be over. You know, get that extra third possession if they both win field goals. But like, right. honestly, but that's Mahomes being Mahomes. When he needed to score a touchdown, they couldn't stop him.
But that goes back to why they should have had them kick the ball in the first place.
Right.
They did their job. Defense did their job. They stopped them. Remember, it was that 4th-and-1. On the Chiefs on, I think it was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have kicked the ball, the pressure, I mean, I'm not saying Andy Reid wouldn't have went for it, but there's a chance he would have been thinking, you know what, I might trust my defense.
Nah, Patrick would have went for that.
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, I mean, he may have, but it was an option to kick it away. When it was, you took the ball first, you made him have to go forward.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. That's what changed it up.
Right.
And getting back to what John just said earlier when he mentioned Mahomes, is he the second best quarterback all time?
Right, yes. Right now. He already is right now, yes, absolutely.
I know y'all
talk about Montana, yeah, and I get it. He won. I don't even care about the ring he's won. It's like, bro, it's the eye test. That's what it is for me. It's the eye test. Like, he has the rings, plus you can see it.
Okay. My answer back to that is, one, that Super Bowl he lost. Yeah. And two, that one, that 20, was that 24-3 or 24-0 he lost to the Bengals? Those blemishes compared to what
when they came back? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those blemishes is what helps me back. I put him 3. I don't have a problem with putting him at 3. Stop. I can't put him over Montana yet.
Stop it.
I can't.
You have a damn about the blemishes. Back to back. What, he got 3 now? Back to back. Stop it.
He's got 3.
Yeah, stop. Come on, bro. Bro, stop, bro.
No, I can't put him there yet. Like, he's there, but you got to come with it. You got to do something to take that number 2 spot. Bro, and he's there, but he's just not there yet.
He's done already. He's done it already.
What has he done that was so much better than what Montana did?
Bro,
I'm serious. What has he done?
I feel like this whole Super Bowl just solidified that it's really – it's them niggas, and it's everybody else. It's, like, not even close right now. Like, that shit was wild. That shit was wild.
And I feel like that's living in the moment, personally. Because if that's the case, you can run through the entire – that's why if you're compared – because it's only between Montana and Mahomes. That's it. You can use that same argument for the 80s. It was absolutely – that's how everybody felt. It's the same shit. And I have to, if you're going to go by that, I have to go by Super Bowls and what you have and what you lost. Montana never lost. And that's why if he hasn't lost, I'm not going to hold against Mahomes losing one Super Bowl. But you can't pass Joe Montana and you have one less Super Bowl than somebody that went undefeated. You just can't. He's done. Montana did the back-to-back. It's still the same shit.
I just feel like we pick and choose when we want to use the eye test for certain things, bro. I just feel like we do that with a lot of shit.
How?
What you mean how? Okay. Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
I just feel like there's Tom, and it's like, and I feel like even with, like, Tom, like, we know, of course, he's close to number one. That's obvious. And Patrick is trending up towards that way. But I feel like other than Tom, like, there's easily, like, he's next. Like, Montana was good. Yeah, Montana, oh, he had way more talent around him than Patrick had. Other than like, Kelsey, yeah. But he had way more talent around him. On both sides of the ball.
Who did? I'm sorry, somebody had called me. What did you say?
I said Montana had way more talent on both sides of the ball than Patrick had.
No, I'm not even doing that. My whole thing is just like I said. Now, Reggie, I hear your agreement that he has one less and he has one loss. I mean, totally warrants it. But of course, that one loss is to the greatest ever.
Okay.
And on top of that, It's like DJ said, I'm not doing the eye test. It's the stats. This man has
right. That's 50, what I'm saying,
a
50, bro.
Touchdown season, a 40 something like right. Montana.
And that was his first starting season. The first season he started was a starter. Like what? Come on, bro.
Like
5,000 yards. Has Montana throw 5,000 yards?
Hey, you literally you in tell me
no. I don't. But you gotta understand. That's a whole nother type of football.
What you mean? It's the same sport.
Don't do that.
It's the same damn sport.
Don't do that.
That is not my whole fault. That's not my fault.
It's not my fault either.
No. It is different errors. I'm fine with that. But my whole thing is like I said, like Mahomes, you tell me a run. Mahomes, he won every game on the road this playoff run. Has Montana ever did that?
Never had to.
Okay. But yeah.
Never. I mean, like, we can make those things. I respect what Mahomes doing. I'm not disrespecting that.
You are definitely are.
I'm not definitely are. How?
You are talking about this old nigga is. Man, you don't stop, bro. Like you said, it's the stats, bro. Like his stats are trending. His stats at this level are above Tom's right now.
Hold on,
at this stage of his career.
Hey DJ, we need to contact our statistician to look at the stats. We'll get right on top of that.
Who's that?
You know our show. We got a statistician. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we got to look it up.
All right. Well, make sure you don't fuck up the record and go and look up some stats.
Right.
All right, hold on. Sure. I got my Kevin Gates on. Hold on.
I'm just saying. Sorry, you got the two.
Yeah, we good.
That's your Obama phone.
Yeah, we good. We both
metroed
out. We good.
I'm just saying, like, the whole stats at this stage of his career are above Tom's right now.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey,
I don't even think you need to look that up. Honestly, I think you're right. And I'm not going to argue that. That's probably 100% true. However, that's not even for Brady or whatever, because he's still number two. Let's not even get crazy. Oh, I don't want you to start sitting there saying that. Oh, the eye test, he might be better than Brady. I don't want to hear that shit.
You don't have to hear it, but long as you know, it's cool. Because you brought it up, so you know. So it's cool.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This man,
like I said, we know Tom is the GOAT because he's the best winner. Yes, that's why. Mm-hmm. We know.
So let me get this straight. According to your logic, we're going to have what? Brady probably number four, if we want to use that. Technically.
No.
There's no knocking Brady off of one unless Mahomes gets like five or six in the
tournament. I agree.
I know. Exactly. I think the same thing. It is. I know. That's what I think. It's fair right now. But if he gets to like five or six and still killing with the stats he is, I don't give a damn that Tom has seven. That's what I'm saying.
Because okay, if you do the math, Reggie, okay, Tom Brady is 7-3. So you minus the three losses from his seven compared to Joe's 4-0. Like, but you're still gonna say Tom is better, right? Tom Brady lost two Super Bowls to average Eli Manning and then bum ass Nick Foles. But we still say he's a go, right?
Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like you're saying that, but you're saying you're knocking Mahomes for losing to Tom Brady.
I'm knocking. It's still a loss. I don't give a fuck.
You missed the point, DJ.
Yes, he is.
What's the point?
Break
it down. What's the point?
John just said what you just said earlier.
What did I'm really trying to figure out what the point is. Really.
Okay, Reggie. Okay, so with your logic, so you're basically saying Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady. Tom Brady has three losses.
Yeah, I never said Tom Brady was never
He's saying based on what you're saying, that's what you're saying.
You're saying Joe Montana has never lost. So that's why
he's better than Patrick. That's why he's better than Mahomes, but Tom's lost three times, but he's not better than him.
No.
Tom lost three times.
I love we have this stuff on record. Because I also said, I'm not, there's no way I can put Mahomes ahead of Montana when one is undefeated and he has less rings.
So undefeated is okay, but him having less rings, him being undefeated don't matter because he has less?
Said it again.
Like he's been there and never lost, but because he has less rings, he can't be better than Tom.
These all three were missing on all time greats.
Answer the question, bro.
Like, I'm getting it.
No, you're not.
No, get there.
But in order for me to get there, You can't. I'm not putting you over somebody when they have more rings than you and they're undefeated. Period.
Okay, but Tom's not undefeated.
Tom, and how many more does he have than Montana?
Three.
Okay.
So yeah, your take is three losses. It equals out, right?
So you're saying minus the three. So it's like
four. Yes. Yeah. Right. Basically, you have three losses.
I see your logic. I like your logic.
That's what I'm saying. It is no way in hell you're gonna put Joe Montana with Tom Brady. You can't do it.
No. He has more. And mind you, we were having this debate when he got to five.
My thing is, Patrick literally has one less than he's 3-1 in Super Bowl. 3-1, right. And you're knocking it.
So what? So he's come on, one left position come on, Reggie. Come under come on, come quarterbacks.
Come on, Reggie. Come on, bro.
Mahomes is 28 years old.
That's what I'm saying. 28 years old. Come on, bro. That's bad. That's nasty work, bro. That's horrible. And you're better than this, bro.
No.
Okay. Let's be real. Mahomes is gonna win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. Either next year,
Mahomes is gonna win two. He's gonna win two or three more. I feel like he's winning two or three more for sure too.
Okay.
So Reggie, when he wins his next one, he's 4-1. Is Joe Montana still better than him?
He's in that realm. Yeah, I can
say he's in the realm. Oh, all right. Next subject.
He's two.
Next topic. How about the Lakers?
I can give him two.
Next topic.
How about the Lakers?
He's been number two. Let's talk about next time.
Yes, I give him two.
Three and one. You're talking about 4-0. Come on, bro. If you don't stop, I'd get it if the nigga was like 3-3. If he was 3-3, I'd get it.
Okay. Wait. With that same bullshit logic, this is what I'm saying. This is how I feel about it. So how the hell is everybody have LeBron damn near number two?
Because he is. I'm sorry.
First of all, Reggie, the logic that based on what I be saying, LeBron is not. I think Kobe's number two because I always say Jordan, Kobe, LeBron. But like I've always said, if you can say if you say any of these four to me as the greatest of all time, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, or Kareem, I can't argue with you.
I agree with that.
Like you said, I won't argue with you. And somebody who's close there, you can say like if you somebody want to say Magic and this shit. If you even say somebody like Steph, those five, six players, okay, there's arguments for all of them. But I feel like when it comes to like LeBron, like he has those four rings, 40,000 points.
Agree.
Like come on, like then, like four MVPs.
I guess four finals MVPs. Best arguments was before, right, when he hadn't got the four. He had the three. I'm like, okay, but he's still like that third one was an important ring. He needed that shit, but he's number two automatically. No, that's how I feel about it. Like at that moment when LeBron got his third ring, he was not number two all time. He wasn't. As his career played out, if you want to make him the argument that he's number two, I have no problem with it. But when he won his third ring, he wasn't there. And that's the same logic I'm using with Mahomes. Yes, he can win two more rings or whatever and take that spot. But right now, I don't have him as that. That's all I'm saying.
I still don't think that same thing because when LeBron won that third ring, he had already lost. How many finals had he lost already, though?
What, three?
He had lost, three finals as well. So it's like that. Like, once again, like I said, I would understand if he was 3-3, okay. But 3-1, and then with LeBron, it's like he came back down from 3-1. So the way he won that championship, I see why people were saying that. It's the way he won it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first person to ever come back from 3-1, and then the shit you did to do it. Like, but now with LeBron, now, like I said, I always – Kobe's my number two all right now, always. But, like I said, if you say LeBron, I can't be – I'll say you're right.
I can't argue no more.
I'll say you're right.
I can't argue no more.
It's getting harder and harder to argue. It's getting harder and harder to argue him not being the GOAT. It's getting harder and harder, bro. It really is. It is.
He's knocking on. I can't even front.
It is. What is he, fourth in three-pointers now? Or, I mean, assist? He's moving up the list in every single category. He's moving up to top five, damn near.
Right.
Like, it's wild.
Nah, for me. It's wild. Like, for me, honestly, it kind of sounds like the people, but I know personally too. Jordan, like I said, one, he's 6-0. On top of that, this man has 10 scoring titles. That is nuts. And like I said, and then off the court, we're just talking about the impact on the culture. It's just he's untouchable in my opinion.
Right, he really is, bro. Yeah. I feel like personally, like in my mind, that he's the greatest athlete ever. I'm talking about just period.
Yeah.
Like in all sports period. Like you can talk about Tom, tennis, whatever sports you're in, any GOAT, he's the GOAT of the GOATs to me, personally.
No one's ever impacted your sport.
The world of sports period like him.
Yeah, right. it's not possible. So yeah, like I said, so one is set. Now, like I said, if people want to say LeBron because of the longevity and because let's say he is 39 years old and still a top 10 player, which is
right. And then you start hearing shit like, oh, he better get 40,000 points. He's played 27 years. That's not the point. It's the fact that he's averaging. This man has averaged no less than 25 points a game any season.
That is crazy.
Like what?
And like I said, as it is now, like I said, he's shooting better from three this year than Steph Curry. We know he's not a better shooter. But it's amazing. I can't help but knock it. Now it's the biggest knock in his whole career. He can't shoot.
Right. It's like every season there's something that he wasn't too good at, he's better at the next season.
Right.
And the older they get, it's crazy. Because I felt like the nigga handle Loki getting better. And I'm like, this nigga got a handle Loki down better than when he was fucking
He couldn't do shit back his first like 5-6 years. Oh yeah, man. But even was trash.
I feel like even on the Heat, he didn't really have a bag. He was just nigga, I'm just bulldozed right around you. I can do enough for you're not gonna steal from me. But now it's like this nigga, he got a more of a handle. I'm like, what the fuck?
He got stupid dimes. Like he's seen the game against the as I said. He can't do it every night, but every now and then, like the game against the Clippers, he'll turn up on you real quick, drop 20.
And the low-key, I think he low-key, he probably could. It's just that he's just going to get winded real quick, and if we don't, that's what we don't need. So he shouldn't have to do it. But it's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But then I talked from the other side, too, of, okay, yeah, but he has some bad flaws that are just like, the meltdown against the Mavericks, and like I told you, I try my best because I'm a Laker fan, but I see the other side. That bubble ring was kind of bullshit. I'm sorry.
I don't think it was because everybody had the same circumstances. Then my thing is also everybody says it's bullshit, but I feel like it's only bullshit because the Lakers won.
Yeah.
If the Clippers won, we're not having this discussion. Especially them. Because them niggas was up 3-1, and they got to be like, oh, well, we weren't going to – that bubble was too tough for us, and that's why we lost. Nigga, you was up 3-1. Knock it off.
3-1.
Like, stop.
Any other team
wins that bubble, we're not saying that. Any other team. But because it was the Lakers, that's why it's a problem.
And I
feel like that was the toughest ring that LeBron's won, personally.
No, it was tough.
I do. Only because the 3-1 was tough, yeah, of course. But I feel like the circumstances in general. He was literally around nothing but basketball players for, 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
And then the finals, you can only see your wife and your kids, and that's about it.
That's it.
Like, come on, bro.
On top of the fact that everybody's, the problem everybody has with this, okay, they feel like AD would have gotten hurt somewhere between that break, so that means they had time to heal up, and that there was no fans.
But my thing is, them niggas was never. They were in the first place when it stopped to begin with.
Exactly. You had the best record in the league when it happened.
Right. So it's only fitting that we continue to have the best record in the league since we were the best team already anyway.
If anything, that hurt us more.
Right. It did because it slowed us down. It slowed us down.
That not only that, but we had the best record in the league and we lost our home court advantage.
Right. And we had just, bro, the string of wins we had before that happened, we had just beat Milwaukee and then the Clippers, the next night, I think.
Yeah, then, the day after, yeah.
The day like, after, and then that Friday, bullshit, Monday. Right. And then Friday, that bullshit Sunday. Happened. Right, and then that bullshit happened. I'm like, come on, man. They was on a roll.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm unbiased. I can see it from both ways. But ultimately, I mean, we got a little sidetrack. But, yeah, ultimately, like you said, I mean, if you want to say, you know, Montana is second best because I can't argue it just how, like, we can argue who's number two in the NBA for different reasons. But I know for me and DJ point of view, from what we see and what he's accomplished and what he's going to accomplish, that man is second.
But that's the beauty of this, of the entire debate of it, is the fact that Mahomes can sit there and improve. I have him three, but it's not set at three. It's not like, oh, I'm saying he's three and there's no way he can pass Joe. I'm not stupid. No, that's very real. He can do it. I'm going to look and see what more he does after this. And there's a real shit. Yeah, you're probably right. He brought everything considered when his career is all set and done. There's a very good chance he probably can be two. Hell, depending on what type of run they get, who knows? He might get to one. Who knows?
Yeah, no, honestly, and I say you guys know how I feel about Tom Brady. I don't know how he gets there. Let's say Mahomes end up being like maybe like 5-1 and had all these stats and records and stuff.
Yeah, he's a go.
I'll listen to it.
Get three in a row.
It's just because if they win next year, I don't hear nothing. Not a word.
Yeah, three in a row is kind of like
not a word. I don't give a damn. That's you're blowing past Joe Montana after that. You're like right on the
I agree.
He's been passed for me. I'm talking to your ass.
I agree. He's definitely passed. He gets three in a row. It's definitely right. There's no he passed already,
but if he wins that one, it'll be like he's like right. He on Tom's heels, right there.
Three in a row. Football is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And if anybody can do it, it's that nigga.
It really is.
It's because I just feel like they really won on the road every single game. Every single game, and then the shit that the man was doing, like he hardly made any mistakes. Like, it's really them and it's everybody else, and it's like not even close. Like. That nigga Lamar Jackson just letting nigga down. Just letting nigga
Lamar,
down.
Lamar,
and I didn't even want and I love that. So I didn't really care who won per se. I just wanted Lamar to win just for they could shut up about talking about him. Shut up talking about him. Just because the knock is you're just a runner, this and that. And I feel like you proved everybody wrong, and then you went and proved them back right that game.
Absolutely horrible.
You saw the pressure on his face.
Yes.
And you saw how much it got to him.
And the Chiefs was giving you the fucking game.
Gave them the game.
Was still giving him the game. And he just kept fucking it up.
That one throw, I think it was in the triple coverage or double coverage?
Triple. Triple. And it went right to a Chief. Whoever went to the triple. To
I mean, Jesus.
Then Zay Flowers just a dummy. Just a young dummy.
No, that whole team. They had the best defense all year, and you watch that game right out the gate. Chiefs, two touchdowns for two possessions.
Travis and Travis, nine for nine first half.
Ridiculous. So
they set a tone.
Yep.
And that's all they had to do. After that, they was like, okay, let's let Lamar fuck up the rest of the game.
And that's really what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Lamar gonna fuck. Lamar gonna win us a game, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because naturally,
nigga, of all the games you don't run, this game.
Yep.
Why not? Naturally, you get down two touchdowns, you get hit in the face like that. Ravens are a running team still naturally, but you're down two touchdowns. It's like, oh shit! Well, we gotta fight back. This is Patrick Mahomes.
And then they started to a little bit because, like I said, the Chiefs was giving him the fucking game. Lamar was giving it right back, and they kept. Like I said, the Chiefs on both sides of the ball, they make plays when they have to, on both sides of the ball. MVS all year. Two big catches in the playoffs.
Yep.
In the Super Bowl and in that game.
That's why it matters. The playoffs is what matters.
Yeah, that's
why. Forget what you did in the regular season.
Yep. That's what I said with them niggas. Until they're beat, you can't say they're the favorite every time. I don't give a fuck what if they're on the road. I don't give a fuck what their record is. Until they're beat, they're the favorite.
So I have a question pivoting still in the sport of football, but it just crossed my mind right now. What are y'all thoughts about the Broncos cutting Russell Wilson, and where do you think he's going to end up?
They foul as fuck.
Go ahead.
And Sean And Sean Payton is just like, bro, like, what? Bro, you're willing to take an $85 million – you don't like to take it that much? You're willing to take $85 million pay cut? Okay. Like, what?
Yeah, he wasn't that bad last year,
though. In all fairness – no. In all fairness
– he was good last season.
He was. I'm not – that's not what I'm saying. He was really good. After all that came out about them trying to bench him for the rest of the season, he told them no. There's no way they could bring him back. There's just no way you could do that. So – I mean, and you have to remember from where he came from that first year in Denver to the second year. Because remember, that first year in Denver, he had his own office, which is crazy as shit to really think about. But they gave that man his own office. He was like,
I just want to know how true was all that shit to where it was like, it really was really a problem. No. I feel like they come over there. I'm like, I'm sure he is not the first time he's had something like this. So,
no. I'm gonna stick up for Russ because remember, last year or 2 years ago, they hired Hackett to try to get Aaron Rodgers because that's his boy. So right. That's off rip. So when the Aaron Rodgers shit pulled through, yeah, Russ and Hackett weren't supposed to be paired together. It was never supposed to be like that. So that's why that first year was so bad. But then you pair him with an offensive mind like Sean Payton. He put up good numbers. They went like 6-1 during like a fucking seven-game stretch.
Right. And then this thing on the sideline getting scolded like he's a fucking child if he does one thing wrong. I'm looking at them and it's like, yo, who the fuck is Sean Payton? Who the fuck do you think he is?
Thank you. Who are you, bro? Dad, like, Andrew Belichick, he has one ring himself. There's no difference. Right. Mike McCarthy and everybody
else. You're right. You're not better. And he had a better coach than Pete Carroll than you. The fuck?
Yep.
Thank you.
Like, who are you, bro? Drew Brees made you, bro.
Thank you. Drew Brees made you, bro. That's my point. That's what I was trying to say. Is like, despite all that, once all that came out, it made your organization look bad.
It did. But my thing is, it made you look bad, but you don't go disrespect a future Hall of Famer, though. That's
I agree.
It makes you look bad, but you can fix that. Because that man is – I don't give a fuck. That Russell Wilson is not somebody that just get cut, bro. I don't give a fuck what's going on. He should not just get cut like that, bro. Never. Never.
And what's crazy is you let your fan base and everybody know because that last game of the regular season, they were still eligible to make the playoffs, and they still put them on the bench.
And you set the
they didn't want to pay it.
Because we feel like we need to go a different direction with the team. Nigga, stop lying. Like, we don't know. Like, we're stupid out here. We're stupid. Come on, bro.
So you're going to eat that. You said the $85 million of dead cap money. In the NFL, your cap money is everything.
$85 million. You're the fact you're willing to risk that says more about Sean Payton than anybody else. Bro.
Yep.
Because what?
And then, like I said, and Russ, he was so good last year. It's not like you guys being the top five pick where you can get a quarterback. So what are you doing?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Because seeing that happen to him, who the fuck you think want to come over there now?
Nobody relevant.
That is a legend. You just add to bro. You add to a legend.
Nobody relevant wants to come to Denver.
Like, what?
It was already difficult for anybody to come to Denver in the first place.
Right. Even when Russ came, it was people didn't want to come there. And he came over there and signed a whole contract to want to be there for 5 years.
Yeah. What are your options? Okay. Oh, you're going to get Kirk Cousins. You come off an Achilles injury and they're the same age. He hasn't done half of what Russell Wilson
did in his league. And still, half the athletes
that nigga need. You gonna get Justin Fields? He's like 10-30 as a starter. Like what are you? I say, and your draft status, you're not gonna get Caleb Williams. You're not getting Jaden Daniels. You're not getting Drake May. So what do you think you're doing?
You gonna take a gamble on some on a late quarterback?
Honestly,
gonna get Jimmy G.
Right.
Oh God.
No, keep that. Watch.
I could see Fields. And the only reason is it depended on how I don't want him to. For the culture, we don't want him to do it.
No, just for his sake. No, he don't know. Sean Payne's gonna ruin that man.
I agree.
He's going to ruin him, bro. For real. He'll ruin him. Russ legitimately, like, I felt bad stuff for that nigga, bro. He looks sad, and that's fucked up. That's a grown man out there looking like that.
He played that.
So imagine
that game,
what he's gonna do, Justin Fields.
That game I went to, the Charger game. That nigga was like he was still on his shit. You can see it. If it wasn't for a couple of drop passes, that man probably would have thrown for like 350 that game.
Right. That's what I said. He was slinging the ball all season, bro. That nigga was balling all year.
This dude, that all man, year. He went into Buffalo, beat Josh Allen. winning at Kansas City beat Mahomes. Like he did.
Yes.
And with that. Bumps. With some bumps. Because the team ain't good.
Thank you. Jerry Jeudy is a bum. I don't know why people.
Jerry Jeudy is a bum. He's a bum. And old boy fell off too. What's the other nigga over there?
Corlin Sutton. Yeah,
he started. Corlin started coming on later because, but early he was dropping a lot of shit. I said, Corlin, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. Running back got one knee. Like it's just
right.
The defense.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Russ was literally out there still running for his life and still making plays.
Yeah. Yes. Was it Russ's fault when y'all gave him 70 points? Like get the fuck out.
Right. And then even that 70 point game, that nigga threw for 300 over 300 that game.
Yep.
They just trash.
So okay. So I guess the second part of my question is, where could you see him landing? I've heard the Steelers, which is kind of enticing to me because they need a quarterback, and I think Tomlin can bring the best out of, you know, Russ. You kind of heard the Falcons. Like, where do you think is a good place for him to land?
The best scenario.
I want to see what you all say.
Minnesota.
I think Kirk going back there. I think Kirk going back there.
I think
Kirk got that locked up. I really do.
But the
just
thing
the players, is, like just how they, just how they react towards Kirk, I feel like he got that locked up.
However, but this man, like you said, he's coming. He tours Achilles, which means I don't know when he's gonna come back next year.
He was already out there. If you see, like he was out there doing the shit Aaron doing out there, running, doing all that bullshit. So I think he's gonna be ready for the start of season two. And then I think with his game, I don't think it's gonna hinder him that much. Cause he's not a runner. And he's got a cannon.
He's
bringing the ball.
But
I don't think I'm
saying that's the best I can see a Minnesota. I can see that happening. Worst case scenario is Atlanta. You cannot go to Atlanta.
I don't even think that's the worst because I feel like them niggas was fighting for a playoff spot with Desmond Ridder.
Okay, but what's worse than Atlanta that he could go to?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'd rather have him go to Atlanta than Pittsburgh. I don't want to see him on Pittsburgh, bro.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I'd rather see. I just feel like Atlanta. I don't know. Atlanta. I don't know. They feel like they got some like young dogs over there, bro. That's a swaggy team over there. I feel like Russ over there with them young, that young offense, he'd kill over there. But that's not even the team I'd say though. I was gonna say the Raiders.
I just don't see him fitting into that culture.
I don't know. I just feel like him with if Devontae is still over there, and then Antonio Pierce, I feel like that's a solid team.
I just don't see Russ in that culture working.
I don't know. I just feel like I just feel like because with Russ, I feel like people say about what culture with him, but I feel like he's just a football player, bro. I think it doesn't matter. He's just a football player. As long as he gets to play football and treat him with respect. I think he'll be cool. I don't think it matters where he go.
John, what's your answer?
Okay, I was saying, I like what you said about Minnesota. Just for the simple, the only thing that you might be right, Reggie, is the fact that Cousins still want to get paid.
So, yeah, right. That's what I was about to say.
Hey, at this point, you can get Russ for $5 million because the Broncos are paying his whole salary. So
right, yeah, right.
And like I say, remember the Vikings? We still gotta pay Jefferson. His money's coming up. So they're
we ain't got a bitch. We
y'all know what it is. My game.
Not a bitch. We
but and like I said, it's like you just said, culture wise, he fits in. Like I said, I don't see the Raiders. But like I said, that is the thing. Like I said, I just Russ is.
Listen, man, I don't think Russ care about that culture. I think everybody else is trying to place Russ in a certain box, bro. I really think they are, bro.
Yeah, I think. Russ he's been disrespected his whole career, his time in Denver,
right.
And even Seattle. The Richard Sherman always bashing on him.
Right, like never, right, you know right. And it's, always, you're right. You're right. I just feel like with the Raiders, I feel like if he played how he played last year on the Raiders, they wouldn't have been talking like that at all. Because them niggas would have made the playoffs. Shit.
But I agree.
But you got to think, too, though, like you said yourself, at 35, he only has a few years left. You're not going to Mahomes' division. You're just wasting your time.
Like you said, he just did. We're saying he was just in his division. So I don't know.
He just did. And
he beat the nigga. And he beat the nigga.
He beat him.
He didn't get the playoff. like I said, if he got to play, I really truly feel if they played him those last games, I think they would have made the playoffs. I really do.
No, the last game of the season, if they would have won and a couple teams lost, and they still put him on a bench because yeah. they weren't paying that much. Right. That's crazy.
They would have made, and that's crazy to me, bro. Like, y'all sound like some broke niggas out here. Like, they sound broke. Yeah. Y'all don't want to pay a nigga that bad.
Yes, honestly, I hope he is. Like I said, I like the Atlanta thing because, like I think Reggie said, that division is trash. You put Russell in there, he can win it. Yeah. Panthers,
right?
Panthers
will be they won. Right, right.
Saints are going to be
yeah. Well,
but the thing, are you basing the logic of just get him in the show and see what he can do?
Yes, because I want him to go somewhere to where he's automatically the man. He got to compete and. Easiest path, which is it would be in the NFC South. So, like I said, honestly, the Buccaneers won the division last year. I mean, they're okay,
but, right? I'm about to say, put him there. Shit, that puts them back on a tougher term where it's like, damn, okay, Baker was solid over here, but we're definitely more games rest than Baker.
That's true.
I think they're going to be Baker back too. I think they better because he earned
another season.
I'm trying to tell people, Baker shut a lot of people up last year. He shut a lot of people up.
He did.
I've been telling people like the man has had a different offensive coordinator every single season he's played in the league.
Yep.
Every single season he's had a different coordinator. Shit, damn near different coach. Shit.
Yeah.
And that's on one team, damn near. So, like, you get a fair fucking shot. Like, come on, look what happened. That nigga was balling, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like Russ. I think in Atlanta, they were second in that division, and barely missed the playoffs. With Russ over there, they're winning that division.
Agree.
Even as good as Tampa played, they're winning that division.
Agree.
I feel like same thing with Pittsburgh too. They made the playoffs. And they quarterback situation trash. Put Russ over there.
That's what I'm saying. Those situations are.
I don't know. The Steelers one of those teams. Like, I don't know.
I would love to see that Russ on the Steelers.
That would be for the culture. Yeah. That would be good for the culture because because Tomlin for sure gonna let like Tomlin probably bring up disrespect in a good way.
Yep.
Bring
up Tomlin himself. Would shut up all that.
Yeah, he would.
Russ would have to say a word.
He would, as he shouldn't. I agree. That nigga Sean Payton was shitting on that mouth. Said, that's fucked up, bro.
That's
a, like, you lucky that nigga should hold up and slap the shit out of your bitch ass, bro. Not for real. That nigga was
just. If he's a normal guy, he'd be glad Russell's the type of dude.
It's a God fearing type of dude, like, bro. Because a lot of us God fear, but we like, nah, fuck that, bro. That nigga Russ. He turned out to you like a motherfucker, but nah.
It should be interesting to see where Russ ends up. And hopefully, I don't wish ill on teams, but goddamn,
I don't want them to win a fucking game. And it's crazy, I've never not liked them.
But see,
I don't want
to win a
fucking game, bro. Like,
but honestly, too, they're still gonna have a scapegoat because it's gonna be. Well, we could add to our team because of the cap hit of Russ. Like, it's so
right.
And
Sean Payton could be the first one to say this shit, too.
Find a way to blame.
He'll be the first one to say it.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
That's so disrespectful. Wow.
Wow.
I agree.
I wanted to transition to the NBA because that's the current. everybody's making their playoff push. But first and foremost, I want to talk about our squad, the Lakers. How do you feel about our season so far? And where do you think we're going to end up?
I want to go first.
Go ahead.
LeBron hit it right on the head. We can beat any team in the league, and we can lose to every team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That is literally our problem. We don't know what team is going to show up. Like perfect example today.
The game tonight. Perfect example. Fucking game tonight.
Like, they
bulldoze them niggas. Ran through them niggas. And I'm looking like, what the fuck is going on? I was pissed.
Right.
I'm not. I was mad. Because what the fuck? What? Where was this at the other day? I want to beat Denver so bad, bro. I'm so sick of them niggas.
We can't. We can't. Denver is right now our Achilles heel.
It is. We haven't beat them. We've lost some niggas six straight times.
Eight.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Not because we beat them in regular season last year. We beat them.
Yeah, we lost the last two.
I think we lost the last two.
We lost all four in the playoffs. Yeah,
we did, and we lost these last two here.
Yeah, it's
empty. Jesus Christ,
it's nasty. So at this point, and I was watching the sports talk show. Only way we have a chance, we need some, like the Timberwolves to knock them out. Us ourselves, we can't beat the Nuggets.
And that's crazy. I don't want to do that because literally every game in the playoffs, we were in every single game.
That was the closest four-game sweep I've ever seen.
Right. And even the last game we just played, we were up the whole game Sunday until the middle of the fourth quarter.
So
I'm saying we could beat them niggas because Minnesota won't beat them in the playoffs, bro. Minnesota won't do it.
They got better chance than us.
We won't because
I don't think so. I really don't think so because it's gonna come down to experience.
No, that's true. That's very important.
It's gonna be experience, bro. They're good. Like they've been to the playoffs a couple times. Yeah, they have players there, but other than really Mike Conley, and of course, I mean Ant gonna do his thing. But other than that, I don't trust anybody else over there.
You know, honestly, the problem with us when we play them, okay, Jokic is gonna do what he do. We make Jamal Murray like a top five player, and he's just
that's Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
It's too much.
I was saying that during the game.
Michael Porter for sure. Because
Michael Porter went off.
It's Michael Porter, bro.
Yeah. You said we was up the entire game. But it didn't feel like we was getting right. We were dominating the game. Porter would hit tiny buckets when they needed it. Murray would hit a shot when he did. So it kept them just enough where it was like, they gonna come back on us. And I felt that the entire game.
I didn't feel it until I think when it was over. Once again, just like last year when Joker threw up that bullshit and banked it off the back. I said, look at this mother again. The same shit, just it was a two-pointer this time. I said, this nigga, he really, like, and it's crazy because that's the only player AD can't guard. He's the only player in the league AD can't guard.
And it's not even AD can't guard him.
He can't guard him.
AD just enough. It's just the fact that he still makes shit. It doesn't even matter.
But he bullies him. He bullies him in the post, bro. He bullies that nigga.
I agree.
No,
he can't guard him, and that's the only. And it's crazy because AD cooks him too, though. He cooks him. He just the nigga. You just can't. AD. That's the only player he can't guard. That's the only player in the league.
No, it's at the point now. It's where, like I said, we have to accept Jokic. Yeah, we let their perimeter players do too much, and then what we're missing and what we're probably never going to get. Like I said, I don't know what's going on with Vincent and his whole injury situation. We need his shooting. We need Vanderbilt to come up with his athletic ability.
I can. Vincent to me is nothing more than Kendrick Nunn.
Damn.
That's what it seems. We can say that because we had Nunn for two seasons. So, yeah, almost.
That's really what that comes down to.
That's Vanderbilt. What it seems like. As soon as we saw that nigga, knee injury.
Yep.
And I get sick every time.
Just cook it in the finals. You come over here, knee injury. Now your knee hurt.
I swear, every time I turn on a Malik Monk game, he dropping 25, 30 points. Yep. Makes me sick. Right.
I could not believe we let that nigga go. Because I'm like, if anybody stays from that team we had, it was for sure going to be Malik. And we didn't have to pay him nothing. Because the
for a couple of M's.
Yep.
He got, what, $9 million from the niggas?
Yep.
Come on, bro. And my thing is, but also with the Lakers, it's like we have the player in Vincent. If he can get back to how he was, maybe like a year ago, because then when he actually can ball, he just has to. It's taken him a long time to get. He's not getting acclimated. It's taken a long time. And then once again, Darvin Ham's rotation is just so weird, bro. I don't understand it still.
Well, no, me and Reggie have discussed this for years. Am I being acclimated? Can you hit a wide open shot? When people get to the Lakers, they can't shoot.
They can't do it.
They can't shoot no more. They can't shoot no more.
Mysteriously, Beasley, who couldn't make a three to save his life when he was playing with us,
leading the fucking league in front of
the season. Let that marinate. Cooking.
It's the bright light of LA.
Yeah,
it's the bright light of LA.
And playing with LeBron, like your arms tense up, like, okay, I gotta make this shot. Like it's crazy.
And it's but at the same time, I hate that excuse because an undrafted motherfucker like Austin Reeves is over there cooking with LeBron. So that's why I don't like that excuse.
Okay, that shit pisses me off. The only difference is he ain't known no better.
What?
No expectations.
Nothing. Yeah, but that you come into the league, you're on the Lakers, you're not expected to do anything. So he came into the league just doing what he had to do, and it worked. Now, we're talking about people that have played in Miami, played in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Like, you already played the league, and so this is what you expect with the league to be, and then you get to the Lakers, which is entirely different.
Right. So that's exactly why I think it's worse because, okay, I get that for Reeves, his first season. He was a 10-day contract. Then we signed the rest of the season, okay. Then last season, he was balling. Then the playoff, he showed out. And then it's like every year he's getting better and better. So it's like, okay, I get that. He didn't know what to do, but okay, he's playing under the pressure. He got paid and still playing. He's getting better. Why he got paid?
Definitely.
I agree. But I'm saying, like, he didn't have a choice. When he started playing with the Lakers, what I'm saying was, he had to prove that he was worth being an NBA player. Period.
Yeah, he did. He did. But what I'm saying is, okay, he did that one season. Here we go, three seasons later, and he's gotten paid, and he's still performing at a high level.
I agree with you. But I'm saying, like, when you come from a team, like, you already come from somebody, you think this is how the league is, and then you go to the Lakers for whatever reason, it's like they can't hit a shot.
Right.
Why not?
They can't.
It's one of the things where, like, I'll hear Stephen A. Smith say, "Do you got that dog in you?" He has it. Caruso
Austin has it.
Caruso, you know what I mean?
Right. And it's crazy because, and I hate to say it, but it's the white boys. For the Lakers, the white boys is the dogs, bro. The white role players have been the dogs for us lately. It's crazy.
Damn shit.
Caruso and Reeves.
You go back to the our championship. KCP had that dog in him, and we just let him walk out the door.
I'm not gonna go that far.
I don't know because KCP was up and down because the next season he was.
Thank you. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, he was way. He was the same way too.
The season before he won that ring, he was trash too. He was up there.
Okay, no, DJ.
I could not stand that. Could stand it, but the bubble he turned up. Same thing with Kuzma. Then Kuzma the same way, up and down. But look at Kuzma on the Wizards now. I thought you bring that Kuzma to us now, he's going to cook.
Yep.
Because he's mature now.
You're going to come back to the Lakers, get back to L.A. in the city.
He'll cook, bro, because he looks like a family man now.
Yeah.
So he all about it. He got paid, what, twice now? Like, and he got a ring now, too. But I thought he's the opposite of Jordan Poole. He got a ring, but he's gotten better. Jordan Poole got a ring. That nigga got worse.
No. Jordan Poole is suffering from CTE. Stop it right now, okay?
That nigga is perfect. I don't give a damn about basketball. I got my ring already.
Nah.
That nigga got a ring, and he got over $100 million. That nigga is fine.
I agree. That punch, that was a crude funny punch.
DJ, what's the word I'm looking for? I equivalate that punch. You remember when Antonio Brown got hit in the head by Burfict, the Bengals linebacker?
Oh, yeah.
And he just never the same after that?
No, I'm being dead serious. I remember with AB. I don't think that should affect him pool like that at all. I think it affected his mental, not physically, though. His mental playing with Draymond Green, I think it affected. I think he got to the Wizard. He just like, this team is trash. I don't give a fuck.
No, he got his brain shook up. He got that.
because look at it now, though. They put him on the bench. That nigga, the last few weeks, this nigga been cooking. So it's like, he just one of them young niggas. He got the ring. He got the money. That nigga out here just living his life.
All right. So where do you guys, DJ, where do you see the Lakers finishing? First round, second round, conference finals. Where we tend to finish it?
Oh, these niggas, bro. It's so tough to say because I feel like I don't know. It's kind of tough because I feel like the team last season. I don't know. I feel like we may have honestly more collective talent on the team now. than the last the team that went to the conference championship. It's just it's the consistency. So I don't. It's really hard to say
because that's why I was gonna say I was gonna go first because everything I said about us, we could beat any team, we can lose to every team. Mm-hmm. We are a playoff built team.
That's what I'm saying. I feel and even last season I felt like I was saying we're gonna be different in the playoffs because we have the experience and at the end of the day. We got niggas that can really go get buckets on our team. We really do. It's just how consistent are they with it? And I feel like the only two since the last two months, I mean, the three players we want to be consistent have been consistent. Well, actually, four players they've been consistent. LeBron, AD, D'Lo, and Reeves. They've been doing what they're supposed to do.
That's especially D'Lo.
Been fucking cooking, bro. Yeah. That D'Lo has been cooking. It's hard to say, like, but it's really about, okay, will Vanderbilt be there to play? Is Vincent ever going to be on the fucking court ever this season?
I don't think so.
Like, is fucking Cam Reddish will start? Is Cam Reddish that started playing good, then he got hurt. Is something like that a little? Is that going to happen again? It's so much shit, bro. And so, but I feel like they're going to get. I just don't want to be in the play-in again. So hopefully we get out of.
We're in the play-in.
Because it doesn't matter if we're gonna be the 7th, 8th or the 9th, 10th, and it's very important to be that 7th, 8th.
Yeah, because I'd rather. Who's number one? Minnesota right now or Thunder?
Thunder.
I'd rather play Minnesota because that nigga Shea, my god, that dude,
dark and not guarded, man.
And Cole, but I don't know that dude Shea, bro. He's just so fucking smooth, bro. It's just, I don't know. That nigga's just a bucket. It's crazy. And then I feel like I'd rather play Minnesota in the first round than the Thunder. But as long as we avoid Denver in the first round, we gotta avoid Denver.
I think we'll avoid Denver. I'm hoping
the first two
rounds. I don't think we'll get that hot to where we're like the 6th. So
that's why, but at the same time, I feel like they're good enough to actually get to the 6th. So it's like, I don't want it to happen. I don't want to be the play-in either. So it's like, damn.
Nah, honestly, I'd rather be in the play-in than play the Nuggets.
But I would too. So yeah. It's like, damn, so let's go ahead and do it.
So me, I think, like I said, honestly, other than the Nuggets, I feel like we can beat Minnesota.
We can beat everybody. And the only other team that can scare me, because I feel like around playoff time, that's when all three niggas will be healthy at the same time, would be the Suns.
Yep, I feel like
watching around playoff time, all these niggas going to be healthy as fuck. That's three niggas that get 30 apiece.
That's a lot. That's a lot of buckets.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's gonna come down to even though like the Thunder is good right now, Minnesota's good right now. It's gonna come down to I feel like the Nuggets, Clippers, Suns, Lakers. I feel like those four teams are gonna come down to what just for experience wise. I just feel like it's gonna still be those four. And I feel like the Nuggets remind me of the Spurs right now. How fucking good they are now, bro. They remind me of them. The last couple that team reminds me of them so much because of Joker. I don't know. It's hard to say who's gonna beat them niggas, bro.
Honestly, me, I feel like unbiasedly talking, I don't think we're gonna make it to the conference finals again because, everything has worked out this year. Like I said, AD's been healthy. Let me say that again. AD has been healthy.
Has been balling all season.
LeBron has been, not as good as last year, but still LeBron, still doing his thing. Like I said, Russell.
He's doing enough.
Yeah, like you said, D'Angelo cooking. Okay, and we're still hovering over 500. It's just
losing the niggas we shouldn't be. That's just losing the game we shouldn't have lost earlier, too, bro. I'm okay with losing the fucking. I don't want to, but I'm okay with losing the fucking Denver. It's fucking Denver. Bro, we can't get blown out by Houston. You can't get blown out by fucking Orlando. You can't get blown out by niggas you shouldn't be getting killed by. Like, come on, bro.
I'm a little different with that. And the reason being, we shouldn't get – I agree with the blowout part. But that being said, they're younger teams in the regular season, and we're built for the playoffs. So I can see those blowouts.
I don't because they're younger, but look at them. Some teams lost them records. Like, come on, bro. You can't lose those teams. Even the Knicks. Like it was, I seen the other day talking about the Knicks. They've lost. They beat the teams they're supposed to beat. They're what? Something in two.
Yeah, they're like
under 500.
Under 500 teams. Yeah.
And then like, I think they're like eight games under where teams over 500. That makes sense. Because you're so, you beat who you're supposed to beat. And look at them. They're still like 10, 11 games over 500 because they beat teams they're supposed to beat. But I feel like our record would be better if even though we lose to those good teams, our record would be better. So that I feel like that would help you out with seeding and shit later on.
I agree. But how am I trying to say this? Like, we're just a old ass team. I'm just going to put it out there. We're just old. And we're just so built that some of these regular season games, as much as we want to sit there and say we should win.
Yeah, they don't care about it. So
exactly. We're not going to sit there. You're not getting up for Houston when you was in the Western Conference Finals. It's just not going to happen. Well, if we sit there, if you sat there and you said Houston is a playoff series, I guarantee we win. But for a regular season game, they're not giving a damn like that. Orlando the same shit. Which is why, like you said, it's so scary about what we could be versus what we might be.
You're right about that, but at the same time, now stuff like that come back to haunt you because now, even though I know LeBron would rather not play a team like Denver in the first round, but that nigga still don't want to be in the play-in. He'll take playing Denver in the first round over the play-in because that's extra rest he can get.
I don't agree with that. LeBron, like what I say, is one of the smartest players to ever play. He knows they can't beat the Nuggets in the series because he knows.
I get that. I just know him body-wise. I feel like he knows body wise. He wants as much rest as possible, so he's like, "Fuck it." But at the same time, it's okay. Is the path longer? Okay, I guess so. But fuck it. If we gotta go through the play-in again, okay. But I unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I feel like a team like the Clippers can really come out the West, and I hate it. I fucking hate it.
I have the mentality with them that it's the old. It's like I feel like they're like the Cowboys of the NBA, like. When something can go wrong, it will go wrong. Injury.
Right, because now Russ broke his hand. That's fucked up. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
Look, I hate to say it. Nope. I hate to say it. That probably might be the best thing to happen for him.
I mean, I don't think so because I feel like he's been playing as well as you could play possible for that team, given the role he's given off the bench.
Agreed.
Not
real. But my thing is, okay, because who are you going to bring in now that who else on the bench is bringing his production?
They should double. They have enough players where they can manage their minutes enough. More minutes for Powell who can shoot like crazy.
Yeah, no. I said, honestly, the best thing that Russ was doing was, like, you know, his playmaking. Like, him scoring, right. Between. They got George, Kawhi, Mann, like, Harden, like they don't need Russ to score, honestly.
No, for me, it's the playmaking. That's what I'm talking about. It's the playmaking.
Yeah.
I was like, because you already got
Harden as playmaking.
Yeah, but okay, but Russ would come in because at the end of the day, I feel like they didn't want the ball in PG or Kawhi's hand as much anymore. Exactly. Now it's like it has to happen because Terrence Mann's not facilitating, he's not creating for himself.
No.
Norman Powell, he's a bucket, but he low key is a lot of catch and shoot too, though.
Right,
it's not really. It's not a lot of breaking you down and going to.
Zubas, Leonard, George. Yeah, I know. Harden and Powell.
Yeah,
you drive with rotation. Any one of those three. You got shooting on the other side, plus an inside big. That's all you need. As much as you like, I know Russ is your boy, and everything, but he can't shoot.
I'm not talking about once again. I said not his scoring. I said his playmaking. Because you're talking about players.
Agree.
You're talking about players like that. Who Zubac ain't making a play for nobody?
No.
Neither is Terrence Mann. The fuck?
You don't need him to make a play. You put Powell up there. You put Powell up there shooting. That's all you need.
Okay, bro. Okay, I see what you're saying, but once again, literally the only playmaker, really honestly, is James Harden right now. That's all they have. Because Paul PG is not really a playmaker. Neither is Kawhi. They're bucket getters, bro. They go get buckets for themselves.
They get their buckets.
Their only two playmakers are Russ and Harden. They're the only two playmakers they have on the whole team.
They can get their buckets, and they're going to double. It's going to happen. It does happen,
but it makes their job harder now. Because you don't – them two – I feel like the reason why Kawhi and Pete – especially Kawhi – has been healthy as is this year is because Russ and James Harden have the ball. He doesn't do as much. Right. Now, with Russ being gone, he has to touch the ball a lot more now, And even though he can do it, it's for some reason with things like that, it's wear and tear.
And I don't know how long Russ is supposed to be out, but let's keep
they said that, I think they said like right before a playoffs or some shit, I think he's supposed to come back. And that's like what a month and a half?
I hope so, because let's keep it above. Even though he's the maybe third or fourth option, we know what happens to Harden when he gets to the playoffs.
That's what and that's another thing. Like, and I feel like with Russ, you know, we just got to worry about like Russ. And then like you say whatever you want in the playoffs, Russ is a scorer in the playoffs, bro. You can say whatever you want. That nigga's a bucket in the playoffs.
That is very true.
Because last year when Kawhi and PG went down, that nigga was averaging 20. And he was averaging 27 a game against the Phoenix.
That is very true.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Harden, and I think Russ being there will make Harden's job easier in the playoffs if Russ is there. Shit, because he don't got to do as much either.
That's true.
That's what you want.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. I just feel like with that, fucks him up. But I feel like, yeah, out the West. And then, I like I said, I think Phoenix is another team that, well, like I said, I feel like come playoff time, they're all going to be healthy. And I think they're starting five and that because Grayson Allen's been killing. He's been killing. That nigga Nurkic had fucking 30 rebounds yesterday. I said, what the fuck? Like, they got a cool little rotation, too.
Yeah, but got their ass whooped.
Well, they lost by seven, bro.
No, they came back, but they were getting the ass whooped the entire game.
Yeah, that was a crazy game because they went from being down by a lot to up by a lot to then losing by seven. Like, wow.
Nah.
That game was crazy.
Nah. Honest to goodness, like, I can pencil in Denver for the conference finals, but that second spot.
Yeah, that's why I said it's open. It could be really open. I think, like I said, it could be Phoenix. It could be the Clippers. Shit, it could fuck around and be – shit, one of these young teams might fuck around and get in there. Shit, because I trust the Thunder are fucking good. They lost today, but them I don't know, bro. Them young niggas, bro, they hoop. And they play like they play like they're a veteran, like they're a team full of veterans. And that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't even get that from Minnesota. And then Minnesota's good, too, but I don't know. I trust the Thunder over them. If you watch them play, it's like, I don't know. They seem like they seem so poised, and it's crazy to me. Because everybody, they're the youngest team in the league and first in the West. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know about.
But Denver. I hate it, but they're penciled in. It's crazy. So, Joker, by the way, MVP again.
Sure. I feel like we still got a little time. Like we'll make our official playoff stuff closer to that time, so we'll leave that door open for now.
I agree.
We hop over to the Eastern Conference. Reggie, what you feeling about the Eastern Conference in the Celtics?
That it is Boston's to lose.
Yeah, but I felt the same way last year. I don't give a fuck what they're doing. They're not getting to the finals. They're gonna choke again. I just see it happening. I just see it happening, bro. I don't know.
The only difference is this year is that I don't know. Miami's entirely different. Mm-hmm. The Bucks, I don't know. They are getting their shit together.
That's the team right there, though, bro. That's the team right there. I feel like y'all get hurt. You go ahead and sit down a little bit because even when him's not playing, whatever, they're what? They won, like, I think they won. They're 7-0 coming out of the All Star break.
Didn't they beat the Clippers today?
Yeah, that's why I think they're 7-0, after today. So,
and that was without Giannis. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like Dame is struggling right now, but we know what that nigga does in the playoffs. Okay. And I don't give a fuck who on that Boston team, bro. If you can't go get a buck like that, nigga. And you got Giannis too, bro. Like, cause we can say whatever you want. Tatum shrinks sometimes in the playoffs. I hate to say it, cause that's my boy. But him and Jaylen Brown, it's like they're never in sync together, a whole series ever. It's always one game Jason's balling, the next game Jaylen balling. Right. They're never doing it together. And I feel like if those two aren't going together, they're not gonna. No, cause Milwaukee, Giannis is gonna do his thing regardless. And I feel like come the playoff time, Dame's gonna be the same way. And I hate to say it, but add somebody like Beverly, bitch ass. I hate to say it because the nigga still, he irritates the fuck out of him. He's nigga still a fucking bum, but he's a fucking pest. And he's the player that you want to play somebody like Boston because he's a pest. He'll get in somebody like Jaylen Brown's head.
I agree.
I got Milwaukee coming out of there. I really do. I feel like Boston's best chance, even though they're better this year, I feel like the best tens was last year because Dame wasn't on Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And you had no beat. As much as Miami,
there's no Miami should not have beat y'all niggas. No. I don't give a fuck. There's no excuse. There was no excuse.
No excuse for that.
And Jimmy is. I don't give a fuck. What Jimmy was all out of his mind. There's no excuse for that.
Agree.
That it shouldn't have went seven, and y'all definitely should have been the team that was down 3-2 at one point.
3-0.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. 3-0. You definitely should have been the team down 3-0.
Right.
Then he came back. Once he did came back, came back and got no dubbed.
You can't got lose dubbed. In the Settles game like that.
It got like, dubbed.
You got your ass whooped.
Had all the momentum and got dubbed game seven.
Right.
Do we have an update about if Embiid's going to be back for playoff time? I think that's a big
that's an, I know, and I hate it because I'm not going to lie. Before he got hurt, bro, I was like, yo, I could see them coming out. Because they just look different with Nick Nurse over there than Doc.
True.
And then Tyrese mm-hmm. Maxey was balling too. And then they had a solid team too. He's supposed to be back, I think they said, before playoffs as well. But I just hope they don't fall.
I'm just not sold on him coming back.
Me neither.
And fitting in with that team consistently enough.
It's not even that for me. It's just the fact that coming back because he's a big dude. So you got to get in shape.
That's what I mean. Like
that's what it's for him. You got to get in shape. Him being a big, you got to get in shape. Because he's still the man. They get in and the ball get out the way. But he just got to get in shape.
All right, so I need to ask you about something, DJ, because you kind of touched on that. You said on one hand, you said you think about you're going with Milwaukee, but then you felt like last year you would trust because Doc Rivers was their coach, or was the coach of the Bucks this year?
Well, Philly? I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
So Doc, it's kind of like.
Doc definitely scares the fuck out of me. I definitely. You already know. That's a 3-1 key right there. 3-1 L. He's king. But I just feel like this is the first team. I feel like he has a different breed of superstar with Giannis over there.
No, he do.
Yeah, Giannis is a dog, bro. Like that's a different level over there. Like Embiid's cold, but even last year in the playoffs, Embiid didn't even play too good in the playoffs last year. Like you know what Giannis is gonna
do. He had to perform.
Right, you know what Giannis is gonna do, and I feel like you know what Dame's gonna do. And then I think they got shooting, and they have size. Like Doc could be the person. It just if they lose, I feel like it's just Doc's fault because he's a curse. But
honestly, how I feel about the East is how I feel about everybody in the West. But Denver, it's a coin flip because with Boston, mm-hmm, it's the same thing all the time. Like I said, they miss Udoke, mm-hmm, leading them and coaching them. That toughness, like I said,
yeah. Yeah, what's the dude name now? I don't even know the coach's name. But you could just it's not the same type of
not
leadership.
Close.
They're just playing off of just talent right now. It's not coaching. The last two seasons, I think it's been just talent.
Right on the head.
It's been just talent the last two seasons. It hasn't been coaching. It was coaching when Udoka was there when they lost to the Warriors. That was coaching.
The last 2 years out of his mind. Yeah,
the last 2 years has been just they've been Jason Tatum's been on another level and they're just talented.
Yeah,
because like I said before, Zingas has been a good pickup for them this year. Like, yeah, he really has been. But at the same time, you remember I said, I watched Jalen Brown still can't handle the ball. That was a big problem.
Still ain't got a left. Still ain't got a left hand. Still.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same crap. And like I said, they're going to miss that tough. Like I said, I like Drew. But
they're going to miss. Marcus
Smart.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yep, there you go. There you
come
go.
Come on, man.
There you go. And it's crazy because Jrue Holiday is way better than Marcus Smart. He is. I haven't seen.
It's culture. Like we talk about.
Yeah, no, and then Marcus. Yeah. Marcus Smart has he'd had these offensive spurts over there. Jrue Holiday hasn't had one of those yet. And it's kind of like, I was expecting him to do it by now because Drew cold. But it's just, I don't know. And, I just feel like at the same time, I feel like he's really over there for defense.
He's another one though. I honestly feel like he's also just there for the postseason. The regular season doesn't matter to a team like Boston.
I mean, shit, you wouldn't think so. Shit, the way they've been playing, shit. I feel like them niggas, they always want to sure up number one. I feel like
they want to sure up number one, but
so I think regular season matters to them.
But to a certain point, it's like they'll show up for certain games, and then. Like, perfect example, when we played them in Boston, we had no business winning that game the way we won that game.
None.
But once LeBron,
But once they knew LeBron and AD weren't playing, they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like a ball.
Yeah, I agree. But at, agree. Yeah, but and also at the same time, you also know you see those type of games. Boston actually, I've never seen them not really not try. I've never seen them not try in a game. They literally have games out of nowhere. They just can't make a shot. Like it is crazy because as good as they are, like you'll see Tatum go, he'll be 3 for 18. Jaylen Brown over there 4 for 20. I'm like, what the fuck? Out of nowhere.
Right, I feel like you're a reflection of your best player. And listen, I like Tatum. He has
exactly. Yep.
All the talent in the world. There's yeah. something missing. I wish I knew what it was.
I feel like it's for him. It's consistency too, though. It's consistency because he's shown because he can be clutch. He can be the best player of your team. He can play defense. He's a better defender, way better defender.
Right.
It's literally about being consistent with him and Jaylen Brown both. Because they both literally can do the same shit. I think Tatum is a way better ball handler.
Way much better.
He shouldn't be, but he's a way better one.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's just consistency with him. Because I feel like we always talk about, like, they can say, why doesn't Jason Tatum ever talk about the MVP conversation? He's not consistent, bro.
Nope.
At all.
And I love him to death. Because he's still averaging 30, but it's because he'll cook so much early. The games later on he plays bad, you won't really, it won't show because he's still averaging 29 a game. That's because he's been balling so early.
Mm-hmm.
Like later on, like these last few seasons, like last couple months, he hasn't really played like that. It's just they've been so good. It hasn't mattered. But like I said, come playoff time. Yeah. Like I said, teams like Miami, teams like Milwaukee, I feel like they'll give them hell because they're more consistent. They're not as good, but they're consistent. You know what they're going to do. Like, Miami is a team that every team in the playoffs will fear because of Eric Spoelstra.
They got that dog. And their leader, their best player,
Jimmy's a dog. Bam of the dog. Hero of the dog. They got dogs.
Exactly.
Like, mm-hmm. So I would have to see how the first game went. If they play Miami again, how the first two games go would determine who would win that series for me.
That's crazy.
And it shouldn't be like that. They should automatically, they're going to run through them. But with Boston, you can't say that. I don't care who's over there. You can go get Porzingis. Derrick White's better. It don't matter.
Agree. Another question I do have, which you haven't touched on. What do you guys feel about that 65-game rule for the awards?
I love it.
I do think you need to play a certain amount of games, but I feel like this is the first time where you actually see it backfire where somebody was trying to play through some shit because Embiid shouldn't have been playing.
No.
And because of all the talk about the 65 games, he tried to play and fucked himself up.
Agree.
And then I also feel like I don't know the last player we've seen win Has the last couple of MVPs, have they even played 65 games? Because I know Embiid didn't last year. Did he play 60 games when he won last year? Shit.
I think he might have played the high 50s.
That's what I was going to say. Sure. I feel like 60 would have been okay. If it's 5 games left, but that's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference. I feel like you would have said 60. I was going to say low-key 60, maybe 55. 55 to 60, okay.
You remember, but if you remember last year, Embiid didn't really win it until, remember, he had that game against the Nuggets where he was 50 open. And he had like that 56-point game.
Yeah, but I was about to say that last two. Yeah. Where you started
coming down to. Yeah. See, me personally, I feel like the NBA, they need to adopt what baseball has with the disabled list and what the NFL has with, like, injury reserve. Like, if you get hurt, you have to go on, like, a list. Now, if you go on that list, that's a legit injury. You should be eligible for awards. Not so – because that shows, like, hey, you're really hurt compared to, like, I have a thigh, I have a thigh, I have a missed two games, that load management bullshit. Exactly. So they need to adopt some, like, if you're really hurt, okay, I'll go to injury reserve. I have to miss fucking 10 games. Unless it's a legit injury. If it's some real bullshit – you know what I mean? It'll make you tough it out.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of players that were hurt this year, I feel like they tried to tough it out because of that. Because it backfired on a lot of them. So I don't know. But I don't know. Because I get it. You do want the players to play. I feel like they could have found a better way to get them to actually play more. Because I don't think they care about those. I'm not saying they don't care about awards. But even Embiid was saying, I'm more worried about winning the ring. So I'm not worried about playing 65 games for the award. So I don't know. I don't think they even care about that either. I think they should have found another way to get them to play better. But I feel like finding the team for that shit was a better way because they don't want to get fined shit.
Yeah, but so what happens if a player is in CIT don't give a fuck about the team either? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think I mean, they ain't gonna say that flat out.
Because
he for sure said, I don't care about 65 games for an award. But he ain't gonna say that I don't care about my team getting fired. Because he for sure, nigga,
But low key, Embiid is capping because he was playing his ass off for that
Embiid. He was.
It's easy to say that now.
I don't know. Because I wouldn't even say, I think he's just dominant, bro. I think he really just came to his own now. I think he's just dominant. It's easy for him. I wouldn't even say he was playing for the MVP. I think he's just balling. Like 35 a game? We ain't seen that shit since Kobe.
And I have to say, I don't know how the word is, but I'm sick of seeing it because I seen Russ get hurt this way. We had to find a way to get rid of like diving for loose balls.
Yes.
Out of the NBA. Like, NFL had to get rid of horse collar tackle. Like, I'm sorry. This whole diving for ball shit, they have to find a way to outlaw it because
Since Patrick Beverley bitch ass did that shit, I feel like everybody's doing that shit now.
And they're not gonna get rid of it because of the fact that they consider that as hustle. That's never anywhere,
bro. And my thing is, okay, so that's why you keep calling some shit like that until they stop doing it. That's what you have to do because it's not even called because the Pistons are trash as fuck. But that's exactly why they lost to the Knicks that game. The nigga dove right at the nigga's legs. You didn't call nothing.
Agreed. They called nothing.
I'm like, how the fuck? I said, that's the epitome of a loose ball foul.
Agree.
And they said they didn't call it a foul because nobody had possession of the ball, which is literally a loose ball foul.
Literally what it's called.
That's literally a loose ball foul. But that's you didn't call it a foul because nobody had the ball in their possession. So what the fuck is a loose ball foul then? Why is that a call? So get rid of that too. The referees are getting ridiculous out here. I'm like, yo, I thought the NBA referees is getting. We were talking about the NFL referees. Shit, NBA referees.
Donahue Jr. is out here.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And Scott Foster.
Whatchamacallit call
Murray the other day because he didn't want to talk to him. Because he didn't want to talk to you. Like
that was bitch. Joe Crawford all over again with Tim Duncan.
Right, because I don't want to talk to you. Smile. You'll give me a text. He said, "No, I'm good." He's like, "Get out of here, bro. I'm good. What? Leave me alone, nigga. Shit, come on."
Right.
You give me a text. I want to talk to you. You sound like a weed. Come on, bro. These referees, they want to control the game so bad, bro. They really do.
And you know what's crazy though? Like I said, like I watch all these NBA games. I can't name five NBA refs.
You can't name five. Can't name three.
I can't. I can't name
three, bro. I know Scott Foster. The nigga who gave a text to John J. Murray. I don't even know his name. As long as he's been ref, I don't know the nigga's name.
Yeah.
And we don't even know Scott Foster. Don't even know the nigga's name. Chris Paul.
Because of Chris Paul. Because of Chris Paul. And
well, I know Jordan Crawford. I can name 10 refs easy.
Shit, I couldn't. So, I do Jordan Crawford because of Tim Duncan.
Joey Crawford, Ed F. Rush, Rush. You know these people.
Nah, shit. I can't tell you not one of them. Joey Crawford, that's like what I know so far since you said it.
What's his name? The one Barkley.
I don't know the nigga name. What's his name?
Oh, the one he kissed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Right. We don't know. I know who you're talking about. And why is that? Why should we? Anybody pay to see them?
Yeah.
Call it again.
Exactly.
No, because honestly, real talk, there were certain refs when you watched, you knew what type of game was going to be played.
Yeah,
you Jordan knew Crawford, what it was coming
and that's
up
why,
to.
And that's why I know Jordan Crawford and Scott Foster. That's the only reason why.
But so they came from that old school call for referee.
What's the dude they always go to? Oh, Steve Javy. I know Steve Javy. Everybody knows Steve. Steve, that's the coldest referee to me. Steve, he was the coldest one. Other than that, bro, I'm not supposed to be a fucking name. I'm not here to see you, nigga. Call the game. That's your job. Somebody paying to see your ass.
What you said though, the rule. I mean, I feel like they need to just tweak it as far as putting like an injury list. But if they're not gonna do that, because just low management. And like I said, but even it don't matter. Every time turn around, back to back, LeBron ain't playing.
That's my thing. They're still doing it though. They're still low managing.
LeBron ain't playing for no MVP.
He's not.
Right, so that's different. I think he has a grandfather clause in to where the rules don't even apply to him the same way.
Slow, Jesus. Oh, grandfather, Jesus Christ.
Grandfather, it's probably him.
Curry, oldest nigga in the league. That's crazy as fuck. Oldest nigga in the league. That's wild.
Oldest nigga in the league, but not that he's close still, to being the worst.
But I say, and still probably arguably a top five player.
It's top 10. No, he's definitely top 10.
You can make an argument for top five.
That's what I say, easily top 10 right now. Easily. That's crazy.
For real. Well, that's it for another episode.
Be real.
Good to have my brothers on another one.
Yes, sir. This is a good episode. Got a lot of good material in here. Always a pleasure.
Violence and all.
I had to get real nigga like real quick.
It ain't sweet over here.
I mean, it ain't. Y'all niggas heard it though. Ain't shit sweet over here. Just let y'all niggas know.
Gang.
Get these comments talking crazy if you want to. I'm hitting everybody. Up.
Take these debates serious.
Right. But ain't shit sweet over here. Nigga. Gang. You already said.
Oh God.
Speak on it, gang.
Oh shit. Well, but catch y'all on the next episode, my gang bag and friends.
Right. Yeah.
God bless.
Yep.
All right, let's